From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The unemployment rate in the U.S. has hit 9.7%. Hugh Johnson of Johnson Illington Advisors says the Labor Department's report out today delivers mixed news on the economy.
My expectation is that we're going to see further job losses in the months ahead. They're not going to be as severe as this month, and along with it, the unemployment rate will jump. So I think we're going to see 10% plus, maybe as high as 10.5%. before the jobs recession, if you may, has been put behind us. And that might take us well into, say, the first quarter or the second quarter of 2010.
The Labor Department says that last month employers slashed 216,000 jobs and sent the jobless rate up to its highest level in 26 years. Fire crews appear to be making some headway in that 148,000-acre wildfire near Los Angeles. It's now more than 40% contained. Meanwhile, authorities are investigating the station fire as a homicide after two firefighters were killed earlier this week. Under growing attack from lawmakers within his own ruling Labour Party, British Prime Minister Gordon Brown defended Britain's participation in the Afghan war, insisting his objectives are realistic and achievable. Larry Miller reports from London.
In what was billed as a major policy speech, Prime Minister Brown said Britain remains committed to helping the Afghans take more responsibility for their own security, and he linked that to keeping al-Qaeda terrorists out of Britain.
It remains my judgment that a safer Britain requires a safer Afghanistan.
As Brown made his comments, the bodies of two soldiers killed this week in Afghanistan were being driven through the military town of Uttanbasit. Hearses carrying flag-draped coffins slowed as onlookers tossed flowers in their path. 212 British soldiers have been killed in Afghanistan. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
As many as 90 people have been killed or injured in a NATO strike on fuel tankers that were hijacked by the Taliban in Kunduz, Afghanistan today. The question now is, were civilians involved? NATO says no, a claim contradicted by local authorities who maintain dozens of civilian lives were indeed lost. Civilian casualties are a major source of tension between Kabul and Washington. President Hamid Karzai has ordered an investigation. More bodies have been recovered from the rubble of a massive landslide in Indonesia, raising the death toll to 63 so far. The landslide in West Java was triggered Wednesday by a 7.0 magnitude earthquake. At last check on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 90 points at 9,435. The NASDAQ Composite Index was up 32 points at 2,015. And the S&P 500 up 12 points at 1,015. This is NPR News. Russia is voicing concern over North Korea's announcement that it has nearly completed its experimental enrichment of uranium. Jessica Gallagher reports from Moscow.
North Korea says its process of enriching uranium is almost complete. A foreign ministry official calls North Korea's claim very alarming, according to Interfax News Agency. The news comes as the United States and other regional powers discuss how to bring the communist country back to disarmament talks. Russia, along with several other countries, has been trying for years to persuade the communist country to dismantle its plutonium-based nuclear program. Earlier this year, North Korea launched missile tests, drawing concern from Western countries. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Gallagher in Moscow.
Yahoo reportedly says it's moving its product development and operations teams for Yahoo News to Taiwan, while its editorial team remains in the U.S. We have more from Jason Lopez.
Yahoo News is primarily an aggregator on the Internet. It distributes published stories from a variety of news organizations such as the Associated Press, Reuters, and CNN. It also has its own team of writers. Yahoo News is the top news site on the web with more than 40 million unique users. Yet despite operating such a highly rated property, Yahoo is still in the midst of a major attempt to turn its company-wide fortunes around, which includes cutting costs as well as making over its websites. According to published reports, Yahoo is attempting to save money and enhance operations by moving engineering and web design positions for its news division to Taiwan. The company says it has no plans for layoffs. For NPR News, I'm Jason Lopez in Portland, Oregon.
And I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.